What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
You know, customers I talk to are finally sitting down and planning taxes. All this money the government sent and all the different programs and then these higher prices, selling some soybeans right off the combine combined with government money is actually leaving to some they might owe taxes.
Quite the problem, huh? It's crazy when you look at just even on social media. I'm seeing guys in the field yet doing some tillage, some tiling work for early December. It's something we certainly don't expect.
Don, all systems are go for next year if the weather's good. The amount of work that's been done, the amount of fertilizer, the amount of preparation to get next year's crop in. Mother Nature's given us a hard time the last few years, but here all lights are go. December 10th here come this week, and we're going to be 45 degrees in the Midwest. A record amount of field work and preparation done.
What about corn demand? What are we seeing there, Tommy?
Unbelievable. Good corn demand. Beans have backed off. China has their needs met. But phenomenal corn demand, and, you know, we still have some extra. So to the world, you know, we're not using as much corn as we used to for ethanol, but we have it for export.
So what's not hot in this market, Tommy?
Well, rain makes grain. So if you're a perma bull and you got your horns out, currently just speaking with you, soybeans are down 12, corn's down 5. But rain makes grain. A good chunk of Brazil started to receive some rain, and prices calmed down. In my opinion, Don, it's a good thing. Markets that go straight up just give the farmer that cavalier attitude that they need to do nothing, and we want risk managed here.
Certainly, when you take a look at this changeover between administrations, I would think there's got to be a little bit of uncertainty in the export markets as well.
Yeah, well, the trade deals are all on the table here, and we don't know how dramatic things are going to change, but we do have a change coming. So keep your eyes on the newsreel and see if anything changes as far as China-U.S. trade deal.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.